Welcome to The Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Max, powered by Blikket.co. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go. Hey there, and welcome back to The Checkout Point, your go-to bite-sized burst of e-commerce brilliance. Brought to you by Blikket.co. I'm Max, and I'm thrilled to have you join us for what is our 10th weekly episode. Each week, we dive headfirst into the sea of e-commerce. And today, we're not just dipping our toes. We're going for a full-on swan dive into the latest trends, news, and strategies essential for marketers, managers, and founders alike. In a world that's always clicking, tapping, and swiping, staying updated can feel like trying to catch a greased pig at a county fair. Tricky, to say the least. But worry not, because in this episode, we're unpacking not one, not two, but eight incredible segments designed to keep you ahead of that curve. First up, we're trailing the giants of online marketplaces, Amazon and Etsy, peeling back the layers on their innovative tactics, reshaping the seller and buyer journey. What makes them tick, and how are they revamping the e-commerce battlefield? And then, let's warp into the world of cutting-edge tools where AI meets retail. Imagine aesthetics fused with algorithms, creating a shopping experience so engaging, it almost feels human. Stick around as we unveil technologies that are not only reshaping commerce, but redefining digital interactions altogether. Following later, we're diving into the digital marketing matrix, where AI and SEO dance in a delicate tango. Is it possible to outsmart search engines and dominate the rankings with the help of AI-powered strategies? We're about to find out. Ever wonder how global tech policies and regulations are influencing your browsing, shopping, or selling online? We've got that covered too. From Apple's policy gymnastics in the EU to India's trailblazing AI rules and Google's monopoly drama in the US, we're unpacking the stories that could very well shape the future of the internet. Last, but definitely not the icing on our podcast cake, we delve into the evolving realm of marketing and advertising. We're taking a good hard look at why being direct in your advertising could unlock success and exploring the tech wizardry of data clean rooms. How are these innovations transforming advertiser strategies while protecting your digital footprints? Each segment is crafted with you in mind, aiming to spark ideas, fuel strategies, and perhaps make your digital journey a tad smoother. E-commerce is not just about transactions, it's about connections between buyer and seller, between human and digital, between today and tomorrow. So, gear up for a thrilling ride through the e-commerce universe with us right here at The Checkout Point. Let's get started. Today, we're diving into the intriguing world of marketplace strategies and developments, with a special focus on the giants of the online marketplace, Amazon and Etsy. Both of these platforms have introduced some fascinating tactics recently to not only enhance their offerings, but also to invigorate their ecosystems of sellers and buyers. Let's unwrap these strategies and understand the nuances behind them. First off, Amazon, the behemoth of online retail, is rolling out the red carpet for new products to grace its vast marketplace. Imagine this: a world where every innovative product, from the tiniest, most niche gadget to potentially the next big thing in tech, gets a chance to shine. Amazon is making this a reality by offering perks to entice sellers to bring their fresh inventions and products onto its platform. But why? Amazon knows that novelty attracts eyeballs. New products not only enrich the marketplace's diversity, but also keep consumers returning, hungry for the next big thing. It's a smart move, demonstrating Amazon's keen understanding of consumer psychology and its unyielding pursuit to stay at the top of the retail food chain. On the flip side, we have Etsy, the go-to marketplace for everything handmade, vintage, and utterly unique. Etsy, alongside Amazon, is preparing to host a spring sales event, a season of discounts and deals. But here's the twist: it's funded by sellers. At first blush, this might raise eyebrows. Why should sellers bear the cost? Well, this strategy is a double-edged sword. On one side, it's a brilliant opportunity for sellers to attract more customers, move inventory, and increase visibility in a crowded marketplace. On the other, it speaks volumes about the dynamics of power in these digital marketplaces. Sellers, eager to carve out their slice of the pie, are willing to invest their own resources for a shot at greater visibility and sales. What we're witnessing are two distinct, yet equally compelling, approaches to marketplace strategy. Amazon is leveraging its behemoth status to woo new products and innovations, ensuring its marketplace remains a one-stop shop for the latest and greatest. Etsy, with its unique positioning, is creating an event that not only excites buyers, but also actively involves sellers in the promotion process, fostering a sense of community and shared success. Both these developments reflect a deeper shift in how online marketplaces operate. They're not just passive platforms. They're dynamic, evolving ecosystems that actively shape consumer behavior and redefine the relationship between sellers and the marketplace itself. They show how these platforms are increasingly playing the roles of curator, promoter, and innovator all in one. In this digital age where choice is abundant and attention spans are short, strategies like these underscore the importance of innovation, seller engagement, and customer curiosity. Amazon and Etsy are setting the stage for what can be expected from the future of online retail, where the success of a marketplace hinges not just on what it offers, but how it engages with both sellers and consumers to create a vibrant, ever-evolving shopping experience. As we wrap up this segment, let's ponder over this. What new developments and strategies will these marketplaces unveil next? How will they continue to transform the landscape of online retail? Only time will tell, but one thing is for sure, the marketplace revolution is just getting started, and it's more exhilarating than ever. Hello, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of the digital age, with a focus on the playground of modern commerce, e-commerce. It's like opening the door to a world where every shelf, every product, and every service is just a click away. Now imagine this world is evolving, getting smarter, more intuitive. That's right, we're talking about the latest tools that are reshaping e-commerce. First up on our digital tour are the fresh tools that hit the scene on March 4, 2024. Picture this, a toolbox that's so advanced, it not only knows what you need, but also how to optimize your online store to ensure your customers have the smoothest shopping experience. These innovations are not just about upgrading what's behind the curtain. They're about creating a seamless bridge between technology and human desires. And whoa, let's not rush past our next stop. AI tools for video captions. You know how we all love our videos, right? They tell stories, sell products, and share information. But here's the thing. Without good captions, a chunk of potential viewers might as well be walking past your shop window without glancing inside. AI comes to the rescue, crafting captions so accurate and engaging, they practically invite viewers in for a cup of coffee. This isn't just about accessibility, it's about extending your hand out in a crowded room and saying, "Hey, I've got something you might like." Next, we swerve into the realm of creativity. AI tools for logos and branding. Imagine having a digital artist at your disposal, ready to translate your brand's essence into a visual identity. I'm talking about logos that aren't just memorable, but are also meaningful narratives of who you are in the marketplace. This AI doesn't just draw. It listens, learns, and then leaps into action, creating branding that speaks directly to the heart of your audience. Wrapping our heads around these technologies, it's clear we're standing on the edge of a revolution. These aren't just tools. They're partners, collaborators in the dance of digital commerce. They understand the language of clicks, collars, and algorithms. But more importantly, they understand us, our habits, preferences, and even our fleeting whims. Every new invention, every leap forward in e-commerce technology tells us a story about ourselves, how we shop, communicate, and connect. It's a story of making the digital world more human, more accessible, and yes, more exciting. As we look toward the future, let's not just think about the transactions we can facilitate, but the experiences we can create. The world of e-commerce is vast, and with each new tool, we unlock a little more of its potential, not just to sell, but to inspire, engage, and bring people together. So, let's keep diving into this digital ocean, exploring, learning, and above all, imagining the countless possibilities these technologies hold. Who knows what doors will open next? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of e-commerce technologies and tools. Remember, this isn't just about the future of shopping. It's about shaping the very future of how we connect with the world around us. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Welcome, everyone, to today's exploration into the ever-evolving world of AI and how it's completely transforming SEO strategies right before our very eyes. Picture this: a landscape where the tools and techniques used to rank at the top of a Google search today might be considered ancient history tomorrow. That's right. We're living in an era where change is the only constant, and staying ahead means keeping on top of every ripple in the digital sea. Let's start by diving into the latest developments in PPC, or pay-per-click advertising, for those who might be scratching their heads. Experts are weighing in, and what they're saying could be a game-changer for advertisers and companies alike. Imagine harnessing the power of AI to not only predict the success rate of your advertisements, but also to auto-adjust them in real time for maximized visibility and engagement. The possibilities are, quite literally, transformative. It's like having a crystal ball that not only forecasts the future, but also shapes it to your advantage. Companies are no longer just throwing darts in the dark. They're equipped with laser-guided precision, all thanks to advancements in AI and PPC strategy interplay. Moving on, let's talk about conquering the beast that is the search engine results page, or SERP. The year 2024 is set to witness new strategies for enhancing visibility, and the buzzword, SERP features. These aren't your run-of-the-mill search results. We're talking about the next level of engaging snippets, local pack listings, knowledge graphs, and more. Mastering these features could mean the difference between being seen or sinking into the search abyss. Through careful analysis and leveraging new research, businesses can craft a visibility strategy that not only puts them at the top of the page, but right in front of the eyes of their target audience. Lastly, let's unravel the mystery behind EEAT's influence on Google ranking. For those uninitiated, EEAT stands for Experience, Expertise, Authoritativeness, and Trustworthiness. Google's algorithm is getting smarter, prioritizing content that doesn't just sound good, but is grounded in genuine knowledge and credibility. Decoding this influence means understanding that in the eyes of this digital behemoth, quality trumps quantity every time. Creators are encouraged to focus on producing reach, valuable content that resonates with their audience, bolstered by proven expertise and trustworthiness. It's a call to elevate standards, to aim for meaningful interaction rather than mere visibility. In summary, the intersection of AI and SEO strategies is painting a fascinating picture of the future of online visibility and marketing. The keys to the kingdom? Adaptability. A deep understanding of technological advancements, and a commitment to quality and engagement over mere exposure. Brands and creators who embrace these evolving strategies, who view the unpredictable nature of SEO as an opportunity rather than a challenge, are the ones who will thrive in this dynamic digital landscape. So, as we continue to navigate these changes, remember, in the world of AI and SEO, staying informed is not just beneficial, it's essential. Keep exploring. Keep adapting, and most importantly, keep aiming for that coveted top spot. Because in this game, the only way to move is forward. In an age where our digital landscapes are constantly shifting beneath our feet, it's critical to stay updated on how these changes can impact us, both as users and as members of a global digital community. Today, we're diving into a few pivotal moments that could redefine our online experiences: Apple's decision reversal in the EU, India's new stance on AI, and Google's ongoing ad exchange monopoly allegations in the US. First, let's talk about Apple, a tech giant that's no stranger to setting trends and shaping markets. In a surprising move, Apple announced it would reverse its decision to ban home screen web apps in the European Union. This decision is a breath of fresh air for developers and users alike who rely on web apps for a smoother, more integrated user experience. It's a testament to the power of regulatory environments in shaping tech policies, and perhaps a nod to the importance of keeping digital spaces open and accessible. This turn of events begs the question: how will this influence the way other tech companies approach their own application ecosystems, especially in regions with strict digital regulations? Moving over to India, we see a dramatic shift in how artificial intelligence will be governed. The country has taken a bold step, requiring government approval for AI model launches. This move could have a profound impact on the speed of AI development and deployment within one of the world's largest tech talent pools. On one hand, such regulations could ensure safer, more equitable AI innovations, addressing ethical and privacy concerns proactively. On the other, it introduces a layer of bureaucracy that could slow down innovation. The balance between fostering innovation and ensuring it's used responsibly is delicate. India's decision might set a precedent for how other nations approach the governance of AI. Lastly, let's not overlook the significance of the new allegations facing Google in the US over its ad exchange monopoly. These allegations raise critical questions about fairness and competition in the digital ad space, a market that Google has dominated for years. The implications here extend far beyond Google, touching on issues of market concentration, data privacy, and the right of smaller entities to compete on a level playing field. It's a complex battle, but one that's crucial for ensuring the internet remains a place where innovation can thrive without being stifled by the weight of monopolistic power. Each of these stories, from Apple's reversal in the EU, India's new AI regulation stance, to the allegations against Google, outlines the ongoing struggle to balance innovation with regulation. As we navigate these changes, it's important to consider not only how they affect the tech industry, but also what they mean for us as individuals in a digital age. The power dynamics at play will shape the future of the internet, influencing everything from the way we access information to how we interact with AI to the fairness of digital marketplaces. By staying informed and engaged, we can contribute to a digital future that reflects the values of openness, equity, and innovation. So, let's keep the conversation going. How do you think these changes will influence our digital experiences? Do they herald a new era of regulation, or are they simply minor bumps in the road? Only time will tell, but one thing is for sure. The digital world is ever evolving, and we're all part of this fascinating journey. Welcome back to our dive into the fascinating world of advertising and marketing innovations. Today, we're unpacking two revolutionary concepts that are not only making waves, but are reshaping how we recognize and interact with advertisements in our daily lives. So, let's get straight into it. Let's start with something that might sound pretty straightforward, but is a groundbreaker in the advertising world: the ideology that directness wins in advertising. At first glance, this might seem like a no-brainer, right? But think about it. How often do we find ourselves puzzled by ads that try to be too clever, leaving us scratching our heads trying to figure out what they're even promoting? Well, it turns out that the most successful campaigns are those that cut to the chase. In an era where every second of screen time is precious, advertisements that are clear, concise, and to the point are the ones grabbing our attention. They're respectful of our time and intelligence, presenting their message without unnecessary fluff. This approach not only helps in capturing interest, but also fosters a sense of trust between the consumer and the brand. It's about being straightforward with what you're offering and why it matters to your audience. Now, let's switch gears to a more technologically advanced innovation in the world of marketing that's bound to pique your curiosity: how CVS is tracking Pinterest ad performance with what's known as data clean rooms. Now, I know the term data clean rooms might conjure up images of scientists in white coats working in pristine labs, but in reality, it's a bit different in the context of advertising. Data clean rooms are a way for companies like CVS to measure the impact of their ads on platforms like Pinterest without compromising on privacy and data protection laws. This method allows for a secure environment where data can be shared and analyzed without personally identifiable information being at risk. It's like having a confidential meeting where both parties can exchange notes without revealing their clients' names. By implementing these data clean rooms, companies can gain insights into how effective their advertising campaigns are, such as whether people who saw a Pinterest ad ended up making a purchase in-store or online. This not only helps in fine-tuning marketing strategies, but also ensures that the ads we see are more relevant and less intrusive. It's a win-win situation, offering a glimpse into the future of advertising, where privacy and personalization go hand in hand. So, what do these innovations tell us about the future of advertising and marketing? They show us a world where simplicity and transparency reign supreme, where being direct can make a brand more relatable, and sophisticated technology like data clean rooms can help fine-tune this relationship, while safeguarding our digital privacy. As we wrap up today's segment, let's reflect on how these innovations could potentially influence not just how brands communicate with us, but also how we perceive and interact with advertisements in our daily lives. Could this be the dawn of a new era in advertising, where clarity and privacy are not just valued, but prioritized? Only time will tell, but one thing's for sure. Advertising and marketing continue to evolve in exciting and unexpected ways. Thank you for tuning in. Stay curious, stay informed, and as always, stay inspired. Well, folks, that wraps up today's journey through the ever-evolving world of e-commerce. That was the e-commerce news for week number 10. You've been listening to The Checkout Point by Blikket.co. I'm your host, Max, and it has truly been a pleasure diving into the depths of online marketplaces, exploring the digital market's cutting-edge tools, unraveling the interplay between AI and SEO in digital marketing, dissecting the key events that are reshaping our digital world, and examining the new faces of marketing and advertising with all of you today. Let's do a quick recap of what we covered in today's episode. We began by peeling back the layers of online marketplaces, focusing specifically on giants like Amazon and Etsy, and how their strategies are influencing both sellers and buyers. Moving on, we unlocked the secrets of digital commerce by looking at revolutionary e-commerce technologies, emphasizing how these advancements make the digital shopping experience more human and engaging. We didn't stop there. Our journey led us to the intersection of AI and SEO in digital marketing, highlighting the importance of adaptability and insight. Next, we delved into the critical events in the tech world, such as Apple's policy changes, India's new AI regulations, and the monopoly allegations facing Google, all of which have implications for our digital future. Lastly, we explored the marketing and advertising realm, discussing the significance of directness in messaging and the innovative concept of data clean rooms for privacy-conscious ad performance tracking. Before signing off, remember to mark your calendars for the next episode. You won't want to miss what we have in store as we continue to bring you the latest e-commerce trends, news, and strategies. Make it a weekly ritual to tune in, stay informed, and get ahead in the dynamic world of e-commerce. And don't forget to visit Blikket.co for more valuable information, resources, and insights that can help kickstart or advance your e-commerce journey. Whether you're a budding entrepreneur, an established seller, or simply someone fascinated by the digital marketplace, Blikket.co has something for everyone. Thank you once again for joining me today at The Checkout Point. I'm Max, signing off, but not for long. See you next week for even more insights into the exciting world of e-commerce. Keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the digital marketplace. Catch you on the flip side.